How are you this morning, Ewan?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, going very well, thanks. So you had a win against the Broncos there, indeed, Young's first game in charge. To what extent do you think that the club has turned over a new leaf after changing coaches?
Not a whole lot of change. It's not a change in the system. Obviously, there's only 6 weeks left of the season, so you can't do a whole lot. But there's just been little subtle changes. Changing around a little bit. We're trying to get a bit stronger in the gym to finish off the year. The session's a bit more short and sharp and more intense. So it's been a couple of changes, but I think we can turn things around. And we've got a bit of an easier run, even though my games in NRL are easy. So
Ewan, what was it like, experiencing what Paul McGregor was going through from a player's perspective?
Well, it's obviously tough on everyone. The club's not going as you'd like to, it's tough to see. Obviously, it was pretty emotional when he announced the squad that he was going to stop hitting. He deserves a send-off and a win, and he obviously gave a lot of us opportunities to play in a role, and it gave me my first game here at the draft, and I'm coach I've had in a role. So, obviously, I'm close stuff from there. He's a good mate, and he's getting a lot of opportunities, and I wish him all the best for my football.
Just you and you, the reception's just a little bit sketchy there. I don't know if you can just move a few metres or something and we'll see.
Stand on one leg.
See if we can get a better line with you. We'll give it another crack. But, what was the major factor in you joining the Warriors?
If I'm honest, I was probably happy to stay at the Dragons, but the door closed there. They sort of wanted to go a different direction, which is fair enough. But then again, the Warriors were a club that's been through a lot of adversity, and they're still showing that they can fight through that, win games, which is impressive. And obviously, spoke to Nathan Brown and the recruitment officer there, and they were really keen to have me, which was exciting news. And I thought it was a good decision for me. I've been at one club, and sometimes you need a change and some new coaches and a new system, a new challenge. So I'm really excited to join the Warriors, and I think there's better things to come from as well.
Ewan, as you sat down, have you sat down as a group and sort of spoken about what you want to get out of the rest of the season? And have you spoken about finals football, or is it purely one game at a time? Do you think realistically playing finals football is still an option for you guys?
Yeah, we spoke about just finishing the 6 weeks, how we wanted to finish, and creating some DNA around our kick chase and our defence as well. So, it's realistic. Obviously, we need a couple of things to happen our way. At the end of the day, we've got to control ourselves, and the more games we win, the better. So that's our focus. But obviously, we're not getting too far ahead. We just want to take it one game at a time. But it's definitely something that everyone wants to do. Finals football is the pinnacle of football, rugby league. And I really want to finish on a high club, and I'm sure a couple of other boys do, such as possible.
It was really touching scenes watching the presentation from Cam McInnes to Paul McGregor in his last game. Tell us a bit about Cam McInnes and the impact he has on that club and how important he is to the future of the Dragons.
Yeah, no, he's a great leader. He's obviously inspirational on the field. He competes in 80 minutes and he leads from the front, puts his body in line every week, and he's professional, and he's one to sort of follow at the club, and he's only going to get better as a captain as he gets more experience. So, yeah, he's great, and he's going to be around at this club for a long time, I think.
Well, why do you think Matt Duffy has all of a sudden jumped out of the ground? We always knew that he had plenty of talent, and at the start of the year, he sort of was struggling a little bit, but the last probably 6 to 8 weeks, he's really found form and showing us what he's always been capable of doing.
Yeah, I think it might be to do with the game changes. I think it's a quicker game, and that suits the little guy. So you could obviously see him get a bit more space and all that sort of thing. I reckon his attitude this year has changed a little bit too. He's a bit more professional, and he's following people like Adam Clune, who's come through all great leaders and professionals and taking a leaf out of their book. So he's come a long way this year, and he's only getting better.
Yeah, we hear about the protocols that are in place for NRL players with COVID-19 and the sacrifices that you have to make so the game can continue. How have they been, and how challenging have they been for you?
It's been tough at times. Obviously, you love to see your family and have them over and all that sort of thing, and it's sort of not possible this time. And even just being able to go for brekkie and get out and about is sort of limited. So I've probably been lucky in the sense that I've got university to sort of concentrate on after football, so it gives me a bit of a different direction. But yeah, I can imagine some of them boys that were sort of by themselves or not being able to see family has been pretty tough on them. So hopefully things change a bit quicker than we're sort of seeing. But yeah, we've just got to sort of do it for the state of the game, and it's not too far off left so we can get a bit of a break from it.
Yeah, obviously you're moving on to the Warriors next season, but you know, interim coach Dean Young, can you tell us a little bit about what he's like and how good a job would he do if given the opportunity full time to coach the Dragons?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot to do with Dean Young over the years. He was my SG ball coach and then my under 20s coach, and now he's at first grade. So he's developed a long way from then, and you can see his professionalism and his attitude to training is direct, and he's precise, professional. He's getting the schedule out and what we're doing on the field and sticking to times, which is always good to see. And he's got an approach with the strength and conditioning. He likes to develop athletes and obviously increase their skill level on the field. So obviously he can't change a whole lot in the short time he's got, but I think there's good things to come from him, and I reckon he'd go well as a head coach.
I reckon you're looking forward to getting some vengeance over Katoni Staggs. He got you with a nice fend off there in that try the other night.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I was going the wrong way. Good.
And how much did the Dragons want to keep you? And did you have offers from elsewhere, Ewan?
Yeah, so there was a bit of interest from other places. But the Dragons actually didn't leave the door open, to be fair. They didn't table an offer. So, as I said, it was probably the best thing for me to explore other options and come to found the Warriors were the best option for me. And I think the direction they're heading with Nathan Brown there and then Phil Good overseeing things. And I think the adversity they've shown that they've had on them and shown that they can overcome throughout this year with COVID-19 and moving states and all that sort of thing and countries. So I think it's going to be a good platform for them to develop and build on. And you've got a couple of people coming there and couple of youngsters at the club that are definitely improving each week. So I think there's good things to come there.
Can I ask you, Ewan, I think it was 18 months ago, you were touted as being an origin centre for New South Wales. And,
yep.
You know, your form has slipped a little bit since then.
Yep.
But what are some of the areas, personally, you think you need to get better at?
Well, I've changed the sides of the field for the first time in a long time, so just being a right sort of player, we're carrying on the right arm and all that sort of thing. So definitely got some attack things that I want to sort of improve on. I think even though I've missed that tackle on the weekend, I think besides that, there was few and far between. I was missing tackle. So, it's probably just my attack and change the ball into the left hand a bit more and getting that offload to happen as well. So I think there's sort of two areas I want to work on.
Hey, man, good form, mate. It's been really good to talk to you and good luck for the rest of the season.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate it. Have a good day, lads.